This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Historian William Manchester died today at age 82. Manchester wrote essays and memoirs and novels, but mostly biographies of H.L. Mencken, Douglas MacArthur, the Rockefellers. He wrote three books about President Kennedy, including his study of the Kennedy assassination, The Death of a President. Manchester chronicled the life of Winston Churchill in two volumes titled The Last Lion. He never got to complete the third and final book of the planned trilogy. Historian Douglas Brinkley joins us now to talk about William Manchester's work. First, on the Churchill books, I'm curious, there were so many Churchill biographies and Churchill's own memoirs. What distinguishes William Manchester's books?
It's because of his narrative style. It was the phrase is a page-turner. To pick up a William Manchester book meant you couldn't put it down. What it may have lacked in some of the detailed footnotes of some works, it made up for in its anecdotal wallop that it carried.
William Manchester suffered a couple of strokes late in life and talked in excruciating honesty about his pain at not being able to finish these books, that his mental capacity, he said, was such that he just could not finish. It must have been deeply painful for him to be partway through that trilogy and to know that he, on his own, couldn't carry it through to completion.
Well, Jack Kerouac in On the Road has a line that says, "We know nothing is certain except the forlorn rags of growing old." It's not that uncommon for somebody in their 80s to have trouble doing one of these long biographies. To do those 800-page biographies, it's a marathon amount of work, and you have to keep the sustained narrative going. And I can only imagine the difficulty of suffering as he's had with strokes and trying to get that done. He did not feel that his life was going to be complete until he got Volume 3 done.
He described when he was in his writing prime that he could sit down and write for days at a time, just not sleep, and pour it out onto the page.
Well, there was a seamlessness to what he did, and that's very rare among historians. I mean, David McCullough has that gift, Doris Kearns Goodwin, Robert Caro. There's a handful of them, but they're very rare. And he was part of that elite group. You could always just be swept along on their prose. He was a prose stylist.
Is there something that you learned from reading William Manchester as a historian and biographer yourself, something you got from him?
Absolutely. When I'm trained as an academic, I did my PhD in history, and we're taught that history is a social science, that it's about killing the enthusiasm of history and in trying to just give the cold, bare facts. Manchester drew a lot from American and world literature and the classics and said, no, the greatest gift in history is to be a storyteller. Tell your story and bring the reader along. Transport them back in time. And I also learned from him that writing biographies of individuals and actuating the heroic aspects of people's lives is okay. He did that with John Kennedy, and he did that with Douglas MacArthur, and he did that with Winston Churchill. And he was able to pick the right characters who lived a heroic life, even though they had very dark moments in those lives and great struggles. By the time you finished a Manchester book, you understood what it meant to be, as Theodore Roosevelt said, a man in the arena, somebody engaged in public affairs and slugging it out, and to be like John Kennedy or Winston Churchill or Douglas MacArthur than to just be a critic on the sidelines.
Douglas Brinkley, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Douglas Brinkley, history professor at the University of New Orleans, talking about the historian William Manchester, who died today of cancer at age 82. Manchester's publisher, Little Brown, says the third Churchill volume will be published in 2007 with a co-author, Paul Reed, who was chosen by the author. We leave the last word to William Manchester himself, talking here more than two decades ago about John F. Kennedy.
Jack was fond of Irish poetry. And there was one poem particularly liked about an 18th century Irish martyr named Owen Roe McNeil. And I remember the last four lines because I've never been able to get them out of my head, and Bobby Kennedy couldn't either. "We thought you would not die. We were sure you would not go and leave us in our utmost need to Cromwell's cruel blow. Sheep without a shepherd when the snow shuts out the sky. Oh, why did you leave us? Why did you die?"